Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello and welcome to Season 4 of the Sunday Podcast, presented by SportsShoes.com. I'm Ollie Lum.
And I'm Matt Seddon.
This podcast is all about elite distance running in the UK.
We're here to give you all the latest news updates around the sport,
as well as weekly interviews with athletes and coaches.
Stay up to date by following us on Instagram and X at Sunday Podcast.
And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel too, where we post athlete workout videos, shoe reviews and more.
Thanks for listening. And as always, we hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode previewing the Saucony National Cross Country Championships. As always, National Cross, something that Matt and I look forward to, and hopefully you listening do as well. Matt, first of all, how are you feeling about the National this weekend? Because you are running, mate, aren't you?
Oh, I am. To be honest, mate, I've never dreaded the National. I'm looking forward to it, but I know 8, 9, 10K into that race is going to be a bit of a dark place. Feel like I've got a lot of athletes running as well, so I feel like I'm almost going to be sweeping if I'm anywhere near any of the athletes I coach. They're having a bad one. I'm very much looking forward to it. New course, new venue, and I feel like when it's always a new course, I feel like you're on two sides, aren't you? Like, why can't they just have it at the old Faithful, like Parley Hills, Wollaton Parks, places like that, which I think have been great courses over the years, obviously. But then again, you do have that excitement. No one quite knows how the course is going to look, how it's going to shape up, who it's going to suit. So I feel like you always, when you get there, you're kind of a little bit more buzzing. You definitely go and walk the course, whereas when it's at Parley Hill, you've done that loop so many times, you don't really need to walk it. I don't anyway. I think it's going to be a great event, and I definitely think that we do. It's been such a busy time of year with indoors and World Indoors on the horizon as well, and British Champs last weekend. It's kind of sandwiched in between the two, and people have almost forgot about cross country the past couple of weeks, it feels. So I feel like we were going to make a special effort to really kind of promote this event.
Yeah, for sure. They have, haven't they? I think just so much indoors and so much good quality indoors as well, I think has meant that people have been focused on that. But look, the National's always got a place in the calendar. What do we know about the course this weekend, mate?
Well, look, we don't know much. It's on one of these, big estates, if you like. It's going to be undulating parkland, and quality grass is what I've picked up from the website. I hope it's hilly. I hope that gives a little bit of a different dynamic. It always does. And quality grass made me chuckle, because 10 races in, even 5, 6, 7 races in, I'm not sure how quality that grass will be. So whether the groundsman will be willing to host the National again, we'll see. But I'm sure they're well aware of what's coming to town. So that's about all we can go on, to be honest with you. We need to look at the course map, and we'll delve into that in a little bit as well. The kind of loops that they've got planned as well. So yeah, I think just kind of your classic National Cross 5, big old laps and lots of tufty, uneven grass, I predict.
Yeah, for sure. And that's at Weston Park in Telford. So I'm not sure if any local athletes have raced on that, maybe for like a school's race or something like that. It's not one that I've heard of before. So yeah, definitely interesting to see how that unfolds. I'm sure though, as you say, when we come to the senior women's, senior men's races, the ground's going to be so churned up that it'll be kind of your usual contenders who love a bit of mud, love a bit of hard running in there, won't it?
Oh, without a doubt. I think there will be parts which will, like we say, will suit all different types of athletes. One thing I would say though, like to state the obvious, it's been a super, super wet winter. So I feel like it's going to be very, very soft. Water tables are high across the country. Where I am in Oxfordshire is virtually flooded pretty much all winter. So I think it is going to be very, very boggy in parts. And again, that always adds an interesting dynamic.
For sure. And just to kind of update anyone listening who's unaware, it's the 136th national cross country this weekend. So that is a crazy stand. It's got to be what the oldest competition in UK distance running for sure. That's kind of not really changed. Obviously, one podcast we wanted to highlight to you is the Julian Gota podcast that we had. What was that, 2 years ago, Matt? So look out for that if you'd never heard that one, because he spoke a lot about his win back in Parley Hill back in the day, which is the longest ever winning margin for the national cross in the senior men's race. So supreme podcast, as we do say ourselves, but definitely want to look back at it if you haven't listened to it in a while or if you've never listened to it before.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was a freak, skipped over the ground and did the juniors as well. And oh yeah, it was on a filthy, there's some good images of that race as well, which we flash back to on socials. But that, well, I think the national was longer as well. Then the national used to be 15K, 9 miles, a little bit like the Southerns is now. And they've kind of flipped and kept the national at 12K, which I think is plenty, especially when you throw people 12K and the courses are so demanding as well. It's almost 15K in time, the length of time it takes people to get around there. I think usually around about that 40, depending on the length of the course and how demanding it is, that 40-minute mark is usually pretty solid if it's like boggy. And then obviously you get the big boys running a lot quicker than that if it's any sort of good running. But on Parley Hill, 40 minutes is usually a pretty, or 39 minutes or so is usually a pretty respectable time. That's going to be your top few inside there on the men's side anyway. But yeah, shall we dive into some of the entries, potentially who's going to challenge for the team title?
Yeah, let's have a look, because obviously we've got men's race at 12K, women's race at 8 kilometres. And let's have a look at some of those top athletes then, because we've got a few in there. Should we go for the individuals first, mate?
Definitely, let's go for the individuals.
Okay, I think so. Women's side got the likes of Amelia Quirk, Neve Britton-Hubbard, Jess Gibbon, obviously someone who's had tremendous success in the national and also the Southerns in recent years. Phoebe Barker, Laura McNeil, Neve Brown, Becca Murray and Gemma Steele are our kind of top entries that we picked out for this. And those can be all found on our Instagram as well if you want to kind of refresh your memories before the start of the race.
Yeah, there is. Obviously, there's a load more in there. I'm kind of picking on current form, who I think, I guess that's a little bit of a personal opinion as well, who I think is going to feature in this race. Sarah Astin, obviously not returning for whatever reason. I'm actually unsure of taking the win last year. That was a big, big title for her. And Charnwood, I think, took the women's title last year as well. So it'd be interesting to see. I mean, I'm still looking at someone like Gemma Steele, kind of thinking, if this course is really, boggy, hilly, and just brutal, she has got the strength and the experience. Or she won it twice before, I believe, Gemma Steele. But I think actually, and Jess Gibbon as well, like if it's a little bit slower maybe, and it's just boggy and demanding, then I feel like she's won it before at Parley Hill when it was horrendous in 2022. She's going to have a good shout. But for me, I mean, maybe because I know, I know her the best, I guess, being from Bracknell. But Amelia Quirk, I think, takes this title. She looked very good at Bucks Cross. And actually at Bucks, she was under pressure from Phoebe Barker for at least half of it. And she just kind of dealt with that no problem and just eased away. And that was a very boggy and hilly and demanding course. And yeah, so I feel like actually going into this right now in current form, I feel like Emilia Quirk is his favourite.
Yeah, for once, mate, I'd agree with you. I think for me, definitely Emilia Quirk and Jess Given probably the top two for me at the moment. But I think what we love about cross country in general, especially the national, though, is very hard to predict. I think depending on the day, on the course, what happens, like depending on what races go before and how much the course gets churned up, it changes things, which I think is always good. Whereas the indoor races, I think we can predict a lot easier, especially the road races predict probably even easier than that. But these cross races, you never really know. I think like you mentioned Sarah Aston, someone who last year, not saying she was like never going to win, but she wasn't the favourite at all going into that race, and obviously took that title in tremendous fashion.
Exactly that, mate. Exactly that. And actually, I'm just kind of picking out athletes as well and thinking, well, I feel like Emilia Quirk, someone who's going to go for that World Cross team at the Inter Counties in a few weeks' time as well. So I feel like this is kind of, Bucks was a bit of a stepping stone, just get her back out there because she kind of DNF'd a couple of weeks before at the London International. And I feel like that was just to kind of, get her familiarize herself back with cross country. The Nationals, again, it's a big title. Can she learn to win it, a big race like this? And then, I feel like in the counties is where we're going to see her as well, along with a few others. Might even see someone like Nia Bridges and Hubbard in the counties. And again, we don't know who's going to be in the counties, but we know there's a World Cross team at stake. So I actually think we're going to see even more names at the Inter Counties.
Yeah, for sure. Into the men's then, obviously over 12 kilometres, some top names in here, particularly those returning after that kind of Eurocross pre-Christmas and back on the cross country. So we've got the likes of Will Barnacote, Jacob Allen, Rory Leonard, Charles Hicks, Jeremy Dempsey, James Kingston, Angus McMillan, Callum Johnson and Tomo Tarango. So loads of names in there. Obviously, Barnacote's the one that sticks out, doesn't he? Obviously, champion in Europe, and then the winner at Bucks. But I think over that longer distance as well, you can't look past the likes of Callum Johnson, Charles Hicks, purely for his caliber, speed, and then of course Rory Leonard as well for me. So a number of athletes in there.
If Hicks does it, I would love to see it, but I just chuckled to myself. He's entered for Shaftesbury. I'm like, why would they enter him? Maybe he's visiting family. Maybe he's over for the week. He's done his one indoor race of the season in Boston last week, 13:09, and maybe he's like, well, solid. Let's do the national, and maybe he wants to go to the World Cross. You don't know, so he might be using this as a stepping stone, and then enter himself for the Inter Counties and enter himself and get over to the World Cross as well. That would be a story of 2024. And I hope it comes
true.
That's
it. Like,
but yeah, I saw him in the end.
Yeah, I just think, like, I know clubs tend to enter most of their signed up athletes, but I feel like surely in that case, you don't just do that unless he's provided some sort of inkling that he might compete. Do you know what I mean?
I agree, because stuff like take Leeds, for example, they always used to kind of enter Emil and Sesman and people like that. So it almost used to be like, oh, these boys are entered, but they actually haven't this year. And again, like Aldershot, they could have entered people like Jack Rowe, but he's not in the entries.
It costs money to do your entries.
Precaution. So it does cost money. And I think clubs have kind of clamped down on entering loads of people. But I think sometimes clubs would always enter people in the hope that they change their mind last minute and they go, do you know what? We've got a good crack at the team. I'll come down. I'll get a run out done. And we kind of saw that last year with Sesman doing the national on his build up. But I did think it was strange that he was entered, because I'm sure they haven't just entered him on a whim, because they know he lives in America. And they know he trains at Bowerman. So this may be a tune-up for Inter Counties, where he then goes to World Cross. And if it is, we could see Hicks and Barnacle. And I think that could be a battle for the ages. And it's times like this, I'll be missing it because I'll actually be racing. But I think
they might come around you lapping you, mate. So you might be all right.
Shut up, mate. I'll drop out if that happens. There's no way I'm staying in the race if that ever happened. But I know my place. But Yeah, I think Will Barnico, even if Hicks is there, I actually think Will Barnico dominates him. You know, I know Hicks has run 13.09 in Boston, and Hicks is actually an NCAA champion on the cross, but Hicks isn't a... Yeah, I've never really seen him over kind of... And I think actually Hicks is European champion on the cross as well. So he won that title a few years before Barnico, didn't he? And that was in a muddy island. But I still just think Barnico is just... Yeah, actually, we just know. We spoke to him. He's building towards that world cross. I actually think he's untouchable right now. He'll dominate the weekend. Another name I saw on there, which I found good fun, was Rory Leonard. I'm catching up with him Friday with Sports Shoes, and I wonder if I'll ask him then to confirm. But he was entered for Morpeth, and maybe they have a chance at the team. And I know he's finished his indoor season. Maybe he'll have a run out at Nationals. That would be cool.
Yeah, he's someone that loves repping his club, loves some of the traditional races in the UK. So I wouldn't be surprised, I don't think, if he did turn out.
And then who else? Obviously, Kingston returning. I feel like Kingston is someone who, and Callum Johnson, both those guys would have earmarked the National in their calendars at the start of the season. And every other race is kind of just a stepping stone to help them towards that National cross. So I actually feel like we're going to get two previous champions. I think they're the only previous champions in the race. Don't quote me on that. I mean, but yeah, they are. And again, like we saw Kingston run it last year, like it's 12K. He's probably one of the few who have actually run over distance on cross country, winning the Southerns. That was over 15K. And I actually think that counts. It's a big difference to your 9.8Ks and stuff like that. So yeah, and we know he can be good in the mud as well, and kind of pace himself really well. And Callum Johnson the same. He won the Northerns. I think he's going to be a bit of a threat for the medals and potentially even the title. And then I guess that leaves why the athletes are picked out. Angus McMillan in there as well. GB cross runner, Jacob Allen coming off a good half. In Barcelona, that was a windy half as well. He ran 63 minutes out there, so I feel like he's one to watch, because Highgate actually have a good chance at a team title as well.
Yeah, that's it. And when athletes realize they've got a good shot at the team title, they normally turn up, and then they normally turn up good as well, because I think they're thinking, even if I come, I don't know, sixth rather than eighth, for example, which doing bits for my team. So I do think it gets the best out of people. Team title, then, it's obviously so hard to predict, because we obviously don't know the full stretch of these teams in the Nationals one, that people are often coming sort of your last man might be coming 50th, 60th sort of thing. So who knows what's going to go on there. Matt, what do you reckon, though? Obviously, Leeds have been probably dominant, we'd say, over the last sort of decade. If you looked at kind of overall, that's probably the team that have had the most success, particularly on the men's side. What about this year, though? Because they're not looking quite as strong as they have done in recent years.
Yeah, they're not. I would say they've got experience. I think they've got quite a few men, like Linton Taylor running well, Graham Rush, these guys, like, they're not going to finish outside the top 30, 40, you wouldn't have thought, in the National Cross. And so I feel like that's where they might just take it. But it didn't seem to have that real low stick. Whereas I feel like Tonbridge, obviously, you look at them, they're going to have a low stick, in Kingston, but Aldershot as well, you look at them, you're going to have Barnico contesting for the title. So, I mean, yeah, Leeds and Tonbridge over the past decade, I think they've got three titles each, maybe, okay. or close to. I think Highgate have a great chance. Jacob Allen gets a low stick. They've got people like LePetre, and they've just got good depth further back as well. So I feel like we might see the rise of Highgate. But Leonard, I mean, Morpeth, if Leonard runs as well, it is hard to call, man. I don't have the knowledge. I'm not sure many people do it, except for the club coaches down at these clubs, how they're sort of, like we said, their third, fourth, fifth, sixth men are going to score. I think that's just so hard to predict, because, you can quite easily come top. You quite easily come 30 something in the National, but if you have a slight off day, you're down in the 60s, 70s, and obviously that throws things way off. So, yeah, it's tricky to predict. I mean, I'm probably going to look at someone like Highgate to surprise things.
Yeah, Nice. And then on the women's side, probably looking at your usual suspect on the women's side is always Aldershot. I never know how they seem to do it, but even if it looks like the team's not great, it seems to be our people that I've not even heard of maybe or come out and having great runs. So just the depth they have, obviously on the men's side as well, but on the women's side, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? So I never bet against them kind of to get a team medal anywhere in a UK race.
Yeah, Neve Brown, Lauren Hall, and I know they got a lot of strength in behind as well. And yeah, I feel like it's Aldershot's title on the women's side.
Yeah, for sure. Look, that pretty much wraps us up. Just to give you guys a heads up, Matt will be at the National, obviously on Saturday racing, but also getting some content for us. So make sure you check out our social media channels at Sunday Podcast on Instagram. To kind of catch up with that if you can't make it. But obviously, if you can, get down there to the race support. I think the Nationals a bit like Bucks, I guess, for your kind of seniors. You're out of university where it's got brilliant atmosphere. Everyone loves a bit of it. The team title's on the line. So definitely get down there to Telford if you can, if you're in the area. But I think, it's going to be a great weekend. We'll kind of post results as we can. We'll be back, obviously, with a full review of the race once it's unfolded. So we'll actually be able to talk about some of these athletes and see who's actually running in the flesh. So that'd be good.
Yep. See you then. I think, stay tuned. If you're not there, I think there is a live stream as well on that'll probably be on British Athletics YouTube, won't it? Or England Athletics YouTube that we've seen in the past. So that'll be good to watch if you're not there. And then, if you, and also just keep an eye on our socials because we'll try to do as much as we can. Obviously I'm racing senior men's, but other than that, I'll try to keep people posted and give people a little bit of behind the scenes content of the National, show them the course as well.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll make sure that stream, when we find the link and stuff, is posted on our socials. So keep a lookout for it. And thanks for listening. We'll catch you very soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword care. That's care to pound 250.